healing circle of love. Each one of us are spiritual beings experiencing a human existence on Mother Earth at this time. The energies affecting our planet are encouraging each one of us to look within to discern who we truly are. This process of reconnecting with our spiritual essence takes time and patience. But we live in a fast-paced world of microwaves and instant messaging, and patience isn't always in our vocabulary. Our human need to control our environment is one of our top priorities. As spiritual beings, there is no need to control everything around us. But as humans, we learn from an early age the false information that being in control is power. We feel we need to control others around us, such as our children, our spouse, our friends, co-workers, not to mention life situations. We are so human. The reality is that the human need to be in control is derived from a source of fear, and as humans, we truly have no control over others or our own life situations. This need to control adds worry, stress, and more fear to the relationship we have with others as well as our own life situations. This need to control is harmful, not only to others, but ourselves as well. I believe when we release the need to control, we shift to a source of love and are then blessed with the empowerment of being able to choose more clearly the evolvement and creation of our life journey. In heaven, or the spirit world, there is only love. There is no fear, no angst, no anger, disappointment, stress, worry, or unforgiveness. Only love. The fear-based emotions and feelings are of the human existence and are created by man. Fear is an illusion of man. The reality is, there is only love. A few years ago, my teenage daughter and I experienced a shift in living arrangements. She went to what she thought were her friends, and then finally ended up living with her dad. As her mother, I experienced all the mother panic that was possible while she was out there with her friends. I prayed and prayed for her, asking my angelic entourage to be with her and to protect her. One night when I woke and anxious thoughts of her flooded my consciousness, I received an unexpected gift of love. Princess Diana and Mother Teresa came to me, and they showed me that love is impenetrable. They each took one of my hands in theirs, and then they held hands. As we formed a circle, we placed my daughter in the middle. They then instructed me to look within my heart and to negate the physical world irritations, frustration, anger, and pain where she was concerned, and instead focus on the love and gratitude that I feel for her. I was surprised at the passion and magnitude of the intense emotions of love and gratitude that grew within me. As we held hands, they instructed me to direct this all-encompassing love to my daughter. As I sent this full-bodied love to her while she stood in the middle of our circle, she began to glow with the white light of love. Princess Diana and Mother Teresa were also focusing on love for my daughter and sending it to her. We all began to glow with the white light of love. I looked up and could see a beam of light coming toward us. The light we generated was attracting and pulling to us unconditional love from the Creator of all that is. The love light met, blended, and created a glorious bright glow of light and love. We became one, my daughter in the center of the circle, Princess Diana, Mother Teresa, the Creator, and me. I embrace this joyous, empowering, uplifting experience of gratitude and love to remember and cherish forever, and to use again. This is a very powerful tool. It reaffirms the foundation of love that we are as spiritual beings. As we embrace this loving connection as one with the Creator and our loved ones, we shift to a source of peace and profound love. When we shift within, others shift as well, for we're all connected, all one with God. I was very surprised that the two angelic beings who came to help me were Princess Diana and Mother Teresa. When I asked why it was them instead of an angel, I was told that Mother Teresa and Princess Diana would capture my attention. They did. I woke the next morning with a profound peace that I had never experienced before. My frustrated anxiety mother worry feelings of needing to control the situation with my daughter had truly dissipated, and I was able to function in my life with a grounded peace from deep within. I had seriously shifted during the night after experiencing the love connection. When I shifted within and released my worry and anxiety, my daughter shifted as well. Our relationship began to heal almost immediately. I've used this tool often for people and life situations. Sometimes deceased loved ones come to help me. Other times there are angels and even an ascended master or two. The number of beings that come to help me range from two to many. If you wish to use the Healing Circle of Love experience for a life event or situation, simply set the intention as with a person and insert the event or situation into the center of your love circle after your angelic helpers join you. This exercise holds tremendous power and will shift you from a source of fear to a source of love. Expect it. The shift is truly miraculous. Embrace the love and you will experience the shift to the love source. Shifting within is a catalyst for change outside of you, in people, and in your life situations. You may use this remarkable process with your children, your spouse, your friends, family members, co-workers, anyone. It may be used when you are experiencing conflict with the person or just because you wish to send them love. If someone in your circle is ill, sending this love to them will give them comfort and help you to deal with the illness less painfully. You may call upon your angelic entourage for help, or you may be specific, if you wish, on who you would like to help you. The next track is a guided journey to the Healing Circle of Love. Relax in a quiet place to experience the connection. You may light candles or incense. Choose the person and or life situation you wish to heal within you. Before going on to the next track, focus on the feelings you are experiencing at this moment where this person or life event are concerned. Acknowledge those feelings, then move on to the guided journey. We will begin the journey with a prayer. We will ground ourselves, then move into the journey. You will have time to experience the love, then we will return to the physical world and ground ourselves again before finishing. You may use this method of releasing fear and shifting to a source of love as often as you need. This is a very easy exercise once you learn how to do it. I've used it standing in line at the post office. I don't recommend it, but when one needs help from the angelic realms, location isn't always a factor. Be sure to drink lots of water to flush your system. May you be profoundly blessed with divine love of the Creator in all areas of your life.